USA Radio News.
Today in Scotland, President Trump played a round of golf. He also spent some time preparing for his meeting Monday with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Brookings Senior Fellow Dr. Alana Polikova says President Trump is really negotiating from a position of strength.
Well, frankly, the U.S. president holds all the cards ahead of this meeting. Putin really needs this summit. He needs to bring home a win to his domestic constituency. Most Russians are really concerned with their economic situation. Just recently, the Russian government has had to raise the pension age. This was very, very unpopular in Russia, and Putin's approval ratings are actually starting to slip as a result of these unpopular policies.
A New Orleans zoo is expected to open on Sunday after a jaguar escaped its habitat and killed six other animals. The jaguar was sedated by veterinarians and then returned to his normal area. This is USA Radio News.
I got the best deal ever on a great night's sleep for you. I really do. And you'll get it right now by going to MyPillow.com. Now, I've told you about MyPillow, how it's given me the best sleep of my life I've ever had in my life, even on vacation when I'm not in my regular bed, and you know what a pain that is. Well, summertime, you're on vacation and traveling, get you MyPillow to take with you. And right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you click on the Buy One, Get One Free Special. Use my promo code USA, 2 for the price of 1. Really? I'm serious. Buy one, get one free special if you use my promo code USA when you go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-875. Use promo code USA. Machine washable, dryable, made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great night's sleep and save money.
Thanksgiving is still a long ways off, but online Black Friday-type deals are not. More from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
In the days ahead, folks who never pay full price for anything are eyeing online shopping deals. Amazon's Prime Day kicks off Monday with the Internet giant's biggest sales day of the year, promising Prime members 36 hours of deep discounts. Speaking to ABC, retail expert Mark Elwood has advice for savvy shoppers.
The real deals on Prime Day are if you plan ahead. Go shopping right now and put all you want in your shopping basket. Then wait till Prime Day and see if they've cut the price.
Amazon's rivals, Best Buy, Macy's, and Walmart are also offering Black Friday in July promotions.
According to a recent Gallup poll, 41% of Americans say having three or more children is ideal, which is up from 34% back in 2011. When broken down by political party affiliation, 45% of Republicans believe a family of three or more children is ideal, compared to 37% of Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Democratic and Republican senators will continue to meet with Supreme Court Justice nominee Brett Kavanaugh next week. What do we really know about Kavanaugh, though? USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny has a few things on Kavanaugh.
In 2003, his confirmation to the D.C. Appellate Court was one of the most contentious and controversial hearings of all times. In fact, it stalled for 3 years over charges that he was had too much partisanship toward the Republican Party. In fact, it's kind of funny because one of the senators called him the Forrest Gump of the Republican Party. So, in fact, that was Dick Durbin. So he's an interesting, seems fairly conservative. He's come out and said in other opinions specifically that he clearly will uphold Roe v. Wade. However, he has discussed in some other opinions a little bit of wiggle room, ruling in favor of some restrictions for abortion. But generally, he's always said he will uphold Roe v. Wade. He was generally against the Affordable Care Act when it came before him. He generally has kind of struck down some Clean Air Act regulations that were eventually overturned by the Supreme Court. So he's generally conservative, and as most people know, he was the clerk for Justice Kennedy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.